Our scripture this morning comes from Job, the 19th chapter, verses 23 through 27a. Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, then my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Trumpet put your word like the rain, falling down upon the earth. Send your word, O Lord, like the rain.
May be seated. Thanksgiving is coming up, and I remember being in the third or fourth grade, I don't remember exactly, but I had had Sunday school up in the second floor in the educational building, and the Sunday school teacher at the time had given us an idea to do for our Thanksgiving meal. She gave us a little bottle of the crescent rolls, and she told us, okay, so cut out a little line of paper and put the paper inside of the dough of the crescent roll. And on that little sheet of paper, it says, I am thankful for. And so then you cook the rolls, and as people are getting them at the beginning of the meal, they open it up, and they have to say what they are thankful for in that moment. And I was very persistent, so I made sure that we did it every single Thanksgiving meal that I attended that year with both sides of the family. And we just shared what we were thankful for, because that is what this meal that we come together of Thanksgiving is for, to show our thankfulness. But what we also have to remember, that while we may have so much to be thankful for, that there are also individuals that are not sure what to be thankful for. Maybe they do not have the same blessings that we are able to enjoy in our lives. So we're continuing through our thankfulness sermon series this morning. And when we think about those who maybe are searching for what to be thankful for, we can clearly look at Job. We can look at Job throughout his words and his story and hear a man who was very angry at God, who was wondering what he had done to deserve what was going on in his life, who was asking for God to be on trial, who was asking for someone to come in and to be a third party that would judge God for what God was putting Job through. And see, we read in our text today about Job wanting his words to be written down in various forms. And then we also see Job say, "For I know that my Redeemer lives." While for us here today, when we read that, we clearly think of Christ Jesus. We think of Christ Jesus because Jesus is our Redeemer. But for Job, who was living before Christ ever walked this world, and who was not thought to be a prophet, a lot of commentaries and scholars don't think that Job was asking for Jesus, was asking for God, or talking about God when they were talking about a Redeemer. Job was upset. Job was angry. Job wanted a third party, an umpire, to come and to judge God. That's the Redeemer that Job is talking about because of that anger, that feeling of he did not deserve what life had brought to him. Now, for us in life, we have probably learned at this moment that life is not easy, that there are obstacles that come within our life, and there are times where situations will arise that are no fault of our own. We see violence in the world. We see death and tragedy. And a lot of times, it's not because somebody deserved that violence, that death, that darkness. But for whatever reason, it happened within our lives or the lives of others. Now, while we see Job in this anger, asking for a redeemer that is not God to come and to judge God, and we hear that Job really was not at fault, that it was not Job who had wickedness inside of him, that Job was a person who did try to live out what God was asking, but yet someone who dealt with darkness and tragedy that was undeserving. What's impressive about this moment is that, yes, okay, Job was asking for someone to come and judge God, to be on trial. He is asking for this Redeemer to come and to help him. Job is in a relationship with God in every single moment. Even in Job's dismay, even in Job's upset and irritation, Job is still in relationship with God. Job is not turning around and saying, obviously there is no God, for I am dealing with all of this, so there can't possibly be a God. No, Job is fully in relationship with God. Job is questioning God and not understanding God, but Job is fully in relationship with God. Job is still striving to do what God wants, even in these times where he feels he has been taken advantage of or has accumulated this Job feels like he doesn't deserve what has come within his life. But yet, Job continued to be in relationship with God. Job continued to live out a life without wickedness. Tomorrow, as we have touched on already in our service, it's a big day. It's my dad's birthday, which is also Veterans Day. It makes it where I can easily remember Veterans Day, because anytime my mom says, hey, it's your dad's birthday, I'm like, oh, that's good to know. But in this day where we honor and we reflect on those veterans who have served, we have to think about what all they have dealt with within their service. You know, they have had many tragedy in those times. They see a lot of darkness in the world that we have no clue about. And a lot of times in that service, they deal with that darkness. It affects them in a way that we may not see or know. A loss of a comrade, traumatic explosions and dealing with all the tragedy, all of the trauma that comes in that moment. But what we see, even in those individuals who serve and who have been affected, that they're still proud of their service. They are serving for their comrades next to them. They're serving because their families had served. But they are proud of that service. And see, we can take of that pride in their service and that continually wanting to know and to do the right thing, even in those times of darkness. And we go back to Job, and we see how Job is exactly the same. Job complained. Job was upset. But Job continued to live a life. Even in this moment where Job is asking for God to be put to trial. Our lives are not easy. There are going to be times where we experience darkness, where we wonder, why is this happening to me? What have I done? God, why? And that's okay. That's okay to question and to wonder and to not understand. But in those times of questioning, in those times of not understanding, we continue to be in relationship with God, continue to love God, continue to serve God. Just as all of our veterans have continued to serve, even when not in uniform. Because we know that the Redeemer is going to come. We know of the life and the ministry of Christ that Job did not. And so while we may not understand, why we may wonder, we are still to be in relationship with God. We are still supposed to strive to live out where God is asking. Even when that takes us to places that are uncomfortable, where we feel like there's no way we should be in that position or in that situation, and we have this heated argument or discussion with God of why? Why is it that you want me to go do this? Or why is it that you have put me through this situation? Because just like Job, we might not understand, but if you keep reading through that book, keep learning about Job and hearing how his story ends, he understands. He understands at the end. But it's in God's timing. But what was important is that even when he did not understand, he stayed in relationship so that one day he did. And so even in those times of uncertainty, in those times of frustration in life, we give thanks for the love of our God. We serve because of the love of our God. Because we know of the Redeemer that Job did not. We know of Christ Jesus and what Christ has done in our lives and continues to do. We are continued to be empowered by the Spirit because of that love of God. And so continuing to be in relationship with God, no matter the circumstances, that is what is important. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you for your presence in our life, Lord, even when we do not understand what is going on. We see that you love us. We see that we have been redeemed through Christ. And we just ask you, Lord, even in our frustration, that you continue to help us be in relationship with you, to continue to serve you, our God, so that we continue to show that love to many. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.